What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
As we finally get the entire Bears schedule tonight, which is one matchup you're looking forward to seeing on the calendar and when. What are one of the games that you're dreading? What matchup do you think will be the most sizzle?
Finally tonight it arrives. No more piecemeal scheduling. I think that we know the two games that are coming. I'm curious about when the Bears will play the Packers at Lambeau in the first half of the season, presumably. But the one that I think everybody might be dreading is the trip to Washington, D.C. on Christmas Day for Fail Mary Part 2, the return. And I don't think that anybody wants to have their holiday ruined by watching Jaden Daniels beat the Bear defense again. That's the one I think that you're dreading, number one, because it's on Christmas, number two, because of the opponent and the possible implications. You could be coming off a big victory over the Packers going into D.C. on Christmas, possibly, as Mully wrinkles his brow.
I just made a pained expression.
You did, a pained expression. But the one I'm looking forward to, hopefully, I think that Sunday Night Football, Week 1, Bears-Lions, Ben Johnson returns to Ford Field to challenge Dan Campbell, his former employer, and the defense that he knows pretty well. That is the game I hope happens. I hope it has, and that would be the one that to me has the most sizzle, if you will. And the rest will fall into place. I am curious to see when they play the Steelers because I think that could be a very intriguing matchup with Aaron Rodgers at the helm for Pittsburgh.
Wow. Well, I think it's all about when you play the Lions, where you play the Lions. Are these national TV? Are they night games? I think that's the sizzle. I think also we talked about it yesterday. We got the international schedule. In, you know, as much fun as we like to have, or I like to have with the Bears predictions, and I've got them winning 10 games at least, regardless of what PFF had to say. They got 10 wins. Might change tomorrow. Stay tuned. Maybe this segment in tomorrow's show. But it's time to beat the Vikings. It's time to get ahead of somebody in the division. And I think those two international games, and then in regards to where those two games are on the schedule and where the Bears and Vikings meet up, could have a connection to that. So that's also interesting to see. When do the Bears play the Vikings in regards to the Vikings' trips overseas? And, of course, the sizzle is all about Bears-Lions.
Didn't I read somewhere that the Bears are going to open up at Minnesota? Wasn't that a rumor someplace that I saw, Dustin, to
I'm
answer
not,
that question?
I
we'll find
one.
Out.
We'll look
but
into that.
Yeah, I think that I'm very curious to get the season started and see how things go. I wish they could play the Browns every week. That'd be great. I'm very curious to know about the quarterbacking there and what they're going to do and when they catch them. I'll be curious to see, you know, aren't they at Baltimore? That's going to be difficult.
Dreading that one.
Yeah, that feels like a nationally televised game, as does maybe the game at the Bengals. I just don't know if I want to see the Bears on national TV against a couple of NFC powerhouses.
Which quarterback will Trey Hendrickson be rushing on that day?
I hope he's going after
Joe Cool.
Yeah.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Awesome.
That would be awesome.
If he was here.
That would be
great.
That
would change their fortunes. But to answer the question, I think that I have a general sense of I think there will be sizzle when they play Rodgers, and I hope that works out, that it's fairly early. It'd be fun to see it happen. It'd be fun to get them before they get set. But I'm very interested to see how the schedule falls. I'm very interested to see if they get into a nice rhythm. I just got a feeling they could open the season slow. I would prefer them to be at home at noon for the first few weeks of the season.
I just think it's going to happen, though.
I worry that they'll be on the road for the first few weeks of the season, and that they'll be playing like a couple of 3 o'clock games and maybe a night game. I got to see how the schedule falls.
Let it marinate a little bit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
6-3-0. I don't think that's any good. I don't need to hear about Jaden Daniels ever again. Move to Washington, Haw.
Well, the point is that they're playing there on Christmas. Wasn't that announced, right?
But Molly, 2-6-2. Bears aren't losing to the Commanders this year. Get out of here with those crap takes, David.
Okay. Well, I just say,
am I wrong to not want to play or watch that game?
I don't know
game?
About anybody else, but I would not want to spend my Christmas doing that. In fact, I really hope I don't have to spend my Christmas doing pre and post. Just sounds like a nightmare, doesn't it? I got a feeling I am.
Plot thickens.
All right. It's Mully and Haw. 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.